节，单单第一节。罗马书第十四章第一节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 1。
翻到了，我念一遍，由你们一同大声开声来同声念一遍。罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14
第一节
，verse 1，
这里这样讲
：，Here is a
信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgments on disputable matters.
我们低头祷告
，Let's pray。
主啊，恳求你赐福今天开始十四章的聚会，愿主真理的灵引导我们，给我们一章一章晋升。我们一张一张建立，我们一阶一阶明白，
是
你一阶一阶打开你的奥秘，使我们从其中的真理领受信仰的根基，从其中的智慧领受做人应当有的伦理。主啊，你真理的圣灵引导你的仆人，给讲的话你的同感一领，把你的话传讲清楚。奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，
阿门，
阿门。我们把第十三章。已经讲完了。
We finished chapter 13。
从我们的政权之下，怎样用敬畏态度对神对人负责任
？From the government authority, how that we honor God with a godly attitude to be responsible to God and man。
进到的社会中间，怎么做一个不亏欠人的人
？Then we enter the society without doing wrong against people。
借着爱，怎样成全律法
？With love, how we accomplish the laws。
到最后，我们才看到。我们怎样在百昼中间做一个合神心意的
？Finally, we see that in life, how can be a one who is pleased to God?
因为这世界像个黑夜的过程要过去了。
Because the world is in the process of darkness, is soon to be passed.
主来的日子近了。
And the day for the Lord to come is near.
应当过一个光明的日子，不是黑暗的时候。
We must live a life of light and not darkness.
我们的神是住在光中的上。
Because our God who dwells in light.
我们的神就是光。
Our God is light.
他创造的时候最先创造光。
Because when he created light first.
他又是吩咐光从黑暗中间出来。
And also he asked light to emerge on darkness.
基督的大光照亮那些在黑暗中间坐在死荫幽谷里面的人。
And the great light of Christ Jesus shine upon those who sit in the valley of darkness and death.
进入到世界上来，成为世上的光。
Because when Christ comes to the world, he becomes the light of the world.
使一切跟随他的人不在黑暗里走，必要寻找到生命的光。
So all those who follow him will not walk in darkness, but seek the light of light.
然后借着圣灵的重生跟道的感化。把我们做成一个光明之子
and with the regeneration of the word also by the Holy Spirit become also the children of light
所以我们要带着光明的兵器
so with the armor of light
我们要离开各样犯罪的事情
we want to leave all things which are sin
我们要过一个圣洁的生活
to lead a life of holiness
我们不要荒宴醉酒
do not also be in debauchery
不要好色邪荡
also in this sexual morality
增进妒忌
Also in jealousy and dissension,
我们就披戴耶稣基督
put on Christ Jesus,
我们就荣耀主的名
and to glorify His name.
这样圣徒应当有的生活中间
and with this light of the saint,
我们看见保罗给我们苦口婆心的劝勉
we see how Paul beseeched with his heart.
我们结束了第十三章
so that we conclude chapter 13.
第十三章一开始的时候
So when at the beginning of chapter 14
就提到圣徒与圣徒中间有许多不同的观念一同混在这个世界
It brings about a different concept of sin yet we live in the same world
你是信主的人吗
You are the believer
是的
Yes
我是信主的人
I'm a believer
是的
Yes
我们的信心的程度一样不一样
Is it the same with the measure of faith
不一样
No
我们灵性的程度一样不一样
Our level of spirituality is the same
不一样
No
所以我们在教会生活的过程中间
So that in the process of living in the church
我们千万不要盼望每一个人想的跟你想的一样样
Do not hope that everybody think alike
也盼望不要盼望每一个人的灵性跟你的程度一样样
Do not also desire everybody is the same in the level of spirituality as you do
多数基督徒有一个毛病
Most of Christians have this weakness
就是他还没有接受主以前
Before he accepted Christ
他过一个自由自在放纵无羁的生活
He lived a life with free in lust
所以没有人可以管他
No one can control them
他以为他的自由是他的特权
He thought that freedom is his right
所以有人为他祷告
So when people pray for them
他没有救
He didn't realize.
苦苦劝他
，also exhort them.
没有感动。
He's not touched.
有人用各样的办法劝他信主。
Some will use all methods to exhort them to be a Christian.
表示反对。
But he opposed.
他提出反驳的话语。
He also opposed them.
提出怀疑的理论。
And also skeptical to them.
为难基督徒。
Not only he's a Christian.
使基督徒遇到许多许多。无畏的辛苦
So he wants Christians to suffer actually
但是他能够使基督徒受苦他感到很快乐
So when he can make Christians suffer they feel joyful
但是很奇妙的
But very strange enough
就因为有一些基督徒为他所受的苦
Because some of the Christians suffer on their behalf
流着眼泪
And the tears that shed
神感动他的工具
And also using to be a tool that got touched them
这些人就久而久之重新思考为什么有人这样传递
So it took a long time for this to think over why did these people care for them
所以流泪撒种的必要翻覆收割
So he who sow with tears will reap with joy
你们传福音给人被人轻看不要
So when preach to people others despise you do not feel down
你们传福音给人误会不要
When people misunderstand you when preach them never mind
有人毁谤你有人羞辱你有人在众人面前轻看你藐视你也不要
People slander you mock at you never mind
因为你为主做
Because you are doing for the Lord's sake.
你所受的苦不是你的罪而招来的。
The suffering that you have is not because you sin.
所以你就不需因为这样而难过。
Then you don't have to feel sorrowful because of that.
但是你说我是人，我受人家拒绝的时候，我真的会难过。
You say I'm a human being, when I'm rejected by others, I'll feel sad too.
你的难过成为神感动他的工具之一。
You know, your sentence becomes a tool whereby God used to touch people.
这个道理是很少人注意到。
And few people pay attention to this kind of truth.
我们以为大步道家的成功，因为他才干很大。
We thought the success of great evangelists is because they have great talent.
其实大步道家在布道会里面的收割，是别人先杀虫以后才有收割的日子。
Actually, the harvest and the reaping of great evangelists in the crusade is because people had labor first.
所以我一面做布道家的工作，一面不敢夺取神的荣耀。
On one hand, I'm an evangelist, but on the other hand, I cannot take away God's glory.
不敢夸自己的功劳。
I don't boast of my merits.
更不敢高举自己的才干恩赐。
All the more, I cannot lift up my own talents and eloquence.
是不是神的工作是他的众子女流泪撒种，经过多长的时间受苦，结果感动人来参加布道会。才有收割的可能
Because the result of the work of God is the co-working of many people who shed tears, who cry, and that's why we have the reaping and harvest in the evangelistic meeting.
这样撒种的人
So those who sow
不必太过难过
Do not feel sad.
收获的人
Those who reap
不必太过高兴
Do not feel too rejoiceful.
撒种的人
Those who sow
对有人拒绝而灰心
You will not feel doubt because people reject the gospel.
收获的人
Those who harvest
对有人接受而沾沾自喜
You will not because people have Except the Christ, you feel too joyful.
保罗很清楚地把这个道理告诉我们。
Paul very clearly tells this truth.
有人撒种。
The people who sow the seed.
有人浇灌。
The people who water.
只有上帝叫他生长。
Only God to ask them to grow.
Amen. 所以我们有一天到天上去。
So one day when you go to heaven.
我们就知道不一定一个老太婆传福音没有口才，她的功劳比布道家小。
We know very well that it will not be because an old lady who has eloquence who preached the gospel is not merited as compared to evangelists.
也不一定那是大布道家他的荣耀的收获功劳比那些这个辛苦杀种的人更大。
And also it will not be that a great evangelist enjoy a greater glory as compared to those who sow the seed.
那么当一个人信主的时候
When a person turns to Christ
他们常常以为是某某布道家给他信主
Many times they thought it's a so and so such evangelist that evangelized
某某人最后把他们带到上帝
And the one who finally brought them to Christ
他们许多人就误解了或者就看清了或者忘记了前面的人所杀的种所经历的劳苦
So a lot of people they misunderstood also for God also the seed was even sown by people who is a predecessor.
但是上帝从来没有忘记我。
But God has never forgotten.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
有一次呢，有一个人。
There was one person.
他来把一饼一个一个给乞丐吃。
He gave a biscuit to a beggar.
但是这个乞丐一直不满足。
But this beggar is not satisfied.
最后有另外一个人给他一块饼，那个人乞丐就吃饱了。
Finally, another one gave this beggar another biscuit, and he's filled.
这个乞丐后来讲什么话呢
？And what did this beggar say?
奇怪，那个人给我四块饼都是不会饱的。
And that person give me four biscuits, I cannot feel filled.
这个人的饼特别一吃就饱了。
But this man special, his biscuit filled me, only one biscuit.
第五块饼给我饱的。
It's a fifth biscuit that filled my stomach.
其实给他饱的是四块加一块才是五块，对不对？
Actually, it's a four plus one that filled him.
所以许多时候你的牧师给你吃不饱，结果呢，有一个传道人来给你吃饱，你要记得吃不饱那些东西是能够饱的基础。
If you would feel that the pastor cannot fill you, then a pastor come and fill you, you must know that that pastor that preached to you actually is the foundation for you to be filled later on.
你传福音的时候别人不能信，后来一个不道家人会信，那是因为你传的时候已经建立了一些根基，才有那个核心。
So when you preach the gospel, that person doesn't believe, but you build the foundation for the evangelist.
那么刚刚信主的人，
Those who just are converted,
他一定不是一信就什么都信。
Surely he will not just when he was converted to believe everything.
可能因为某一种好处才接触基督教。
Maybe because of certain benefit they come to in contact with Christianity.
可能因为某一些基督徒的一些爱心感动他接触教会。
Or maybe because certain Christians have love, that's why they come to Christianity.
或者某一些道理提醒他做人需要上帝的这些真理。
Or certain truth remind them as a human being you need God.
他的信心慢慢建立起来。
So his faith is being built up.
我们就最不要有初心的人，就是什么都懂，就是一个好的基督徒。
Absolutely, we don't know. You don't feel that as a new convert, you believe everything.
初心的人是神给他的恩，给他在这个地位上成为一个信徒。
The new convert actually on position, God give that position to become a saint.
所以从这个地位，从这个本质来说，他成为信徒。
From the substance, from the position, he become a believer.
但是从分量，从真理丰富的各方面的知识来说，他还是非常非常幼稚的。
From the riches of faith and quality living, wise, he is still a very childish Christian.
所以我们就对初心的人体恤他们的软弱。
So to the new converts, you must sympathize on their weaknesses.
有些基督徒因为基督徒，有些人因为基督的爱心感动他信主。
Some of this Christian is because the love of Christian touched them, that's why they turn to God.
他想象全世界每个基督徒都是那样爱心。
So they thought that every Christian in the whole world is so we love like him.
不要先假设你已经信主了，你应当要坚固信心，不是
？Do not presuppose that since you are now a Christian, you must be strengthened in your faith.
因为他看见第二个基督徒不像第一个基督徒那样爱心。马上他的信心可以垮下。
Because if you were to see the second Christian is not so loving as a compared to the first Christian, then he was very collapsed.
有的人是因为他怕死，所以他信耶稣。
Some because
耶稣说信他有永生。
Some because they are afraid of death, and that's why they believe in Christ. So because Jesus Christ said, "You must if you're not alive when you believe in Him."
我在斯拉瓦讲到的时候
，When I was preaching in Sarawak,
有一个很重要的助长
，a very important
助长的这个 tribes
or tribe leader,
the leader.就 trap 的这个 king 那样的情形
yeah, trap leader
他为什么信主呢
why then he was converted
就是他从小他哥哥死了他吓死了看见哥哥突然间不动了
because since he was young he saw the elder brother die and was stiff there he was threatened
妈妈妈苦苦就把哥哥把他放在棺材把他放在坟墓里
so the parent cries and then put him to the coffin
他回家看不到哥哥了
so when he came back home he could not see the brother
每天就想不久他也要放进去
so every he thought that probably I will put in the coffin one day
吓死
he was so frightened
所以他气睡的时候
so when he was seven,
怕死怕的样子
he was so afraid of death.
突然有个澳洲 Melbourne 大学的教授在斯拉瓦内地传道
so there's a professor from Melbourne University come and preach in the inner land.
耶稣说信我的人有永生
Jesus said, who do those who believe in me have eternal life?
信我的人不死死的也会复活
and those who believe in me will not die, those who die will resurrect.
他马上那天就信耶稣
so on that very day, he accepted Christ.
好的，这就是我要的
this is what I want.
我哥哥就是不信耶稣所以
My brother, because he doesn't believe in Christ, Jesus, never died.
我信了，我就不会死了。
So I believe I want to die.
那么他就是因为这样信。
And because of that, he believes.
所以这个人的基督教
，So his Christianity
是从这一句入门的。
Is entering with this statement.
那个人的基督教
，And that Christian of that man
是从那一句入门的。
He entered with another statement.
有人的基督教。
Some people's Christianity
打破他进化论的观念才信
because it break their concept of evolution
另外一些人的基督教
and others Christianity
是因为发现无神论的错误他就归向
because they discover the wrongs of atheism and that's why they come to Christianity
每一个人的信仰都是有局限的
everybody's faith is confined
每个初信的人都有多方面的软弱
and every Christian have many angles of weaknesses
所以我们不要对初信的人太过苛求
So to the new convert do not demand too much for them
这样你就了解基督的家里面
Then you will know that the household of God
耶稣基督的身体里面
That in the body of Christ
有许多有软弱的肢体
that people who are weak,
许多有各样的毛病的肢体，
that people who are weak weaknesses,
他们许多很脆弱的信仰，
and they are very fragile faith,
一下子就可以整个崩溃，
and they could collapse anytime,
整个离开主，
and they will leave God,
整个就完全消沉下去，
totally they are diminished.
在这个内地布道的时候
Those who were preaching in the inner land
还有一个人变成一生一世神经病的
And there was one who was actually having mentally illness
他的弟弟很热心
His younger brother is
very zealous 为什么你姐姐姐会这样
And later on I asked why say your sister turned to be such
他说我的姐姐是很敏感的人
He said my sister is a very sensitive one
而且是非内向的人
And very introvert
有什么事都不跟人讲
And she will not talk to any people or anything
后来她参加西道班
Later on when she came to the learner's class
静静的西道
Very quietly she learned the faith
殷勤的修道
And very diligently she learned the faith
受洗以前的一个礼拜
And one week before she was baptized
牧师考她因为她太内向讲不出来牧师说你不及格不可以受洗
And the pastor gave him a testing But because she's so introvert She's going to answer and say Pastor said Because you did notPastor, you're going to be baptized.
就因为这件事情，她感到太羞愧了。
And because of that thing, she feels very shameful.
整班的人都要受洗，所以她一个人不可以受洗。
The whole class was to be baptized, but not her.
从那一天开始，她就整个人崩溃下去，信仰完全破产，又变成神经病，一生一世很难医好的。
From that day onwards, she collapsed in her faith and she went mentally wrong.
那这件事情我听了，影响我这一生对待人要怎么样？
So this statement actually influenced affected me how do I deal with people.
因为有一些人听我这句话受得了，有一些人受不了。
Because for some they can take this statement, some they may not be able to take it.
有一些人心灵强到一个地步，你在大众面前骂他，他骂你回头，回家他还可以大睡觉。
Some they are so strong, you scold in the public, they also scold back in the public, they go back, they can sleep well.
但有一些孩子，你大声一点，他就自卑感就一生一世变成不如人，就变成像奴才一样的。
But for some of the children, if you be louder in your voice, they feel so inferior, stand forth.
所以呢，保罗在这里就提到一件事情。
So Paul here says something.
你要体贴软弱的人。
You must also have sympathy on those who are weak.
要爱心宽容他们。
And also use love to comfort them.
因为在我们中间有许许多多信心软弱的。
Because among our midst are people who are weak in the faith.
所以第一句话怎么讲？
And that's why the first statement says,
信心软弱的人。
And for those who are weak in the faith,
你们要接纳。
Accept them.
但不要辩论所疑惑的事情。
Without also the passing judgment on disputable matters.
所以这里所讲的软弱。
Here when it says weak,
是疑惑性的软弱。
And those who are skeptical in the faith.
信心软弱的人。
Those who are weak in the faith.
你们要接纳他们。
You must accept them.
在教会里面有个很大的毛病。
In the church there is still a wrong with us.
就是我们很难接纳跟我们不一样看法的。
That's different for us to accept those who are different in their perspective.
这个很奇怪。
If I train with this person,
看法是这样的。
How come
we view him as that?
Nobody look like him.
你就把他异化了。
So you want to marginalize him.
我用的这两个字是共产党用的字。
And you want to alienate them, this communist language.
Alienation.
Alienation.
是把他异化了。
Alienation.
就把他当作与你不同的人。
So that he's different from you.
你不认同他。
You don't identify with that.
基督教是把人认同的一个宗教。
But Christianity is one that accommodate people.
所以你是接纳人。
So you accept people.
不是异化人。
Not to alienate them.
你是认同人。
But identify with them.
包容人。
And also accommodate with them.
不是排挤人。
And not to exclude them.
不是拒绝人。
Not to reject them.
不是唾弃人。
And not to discard them.
藐弃人。
Not to despise them.
你不是轻看人。
Not to look down upon them.
你是容纳人。
But accommodate them.
把人带到主的面前。
To bring people to Christ.
用爱包容他。
Using love to accommodate them.
所以凡是有异化的特性的人都是与基督教的真理不一样。
So those who have the habit to alienate people is different from Christian thinking.
我们应该怎样把与我们不同的人带到可以与我们一同在一起，成为神的儿女，有这样的爱心来与人交往。
How can we bring people who are different from us to become the children of God so they can communicate with them?
一个人在不同的人中间找到相同点，建立友谊，改变别人，用上帝的爱感化人归向上帝，这是伟大的，又是智慧的人。
A person is great and wise if among those people who are different, he can find them, identify with them, and convert them.
一个人明明被生在同样的家里面，已经是兄弟，在找事故找到不同地方，把兄弟切开，把亲情丢掉，变成各个亲人变成仇敌，就是智不智慧的，是一个很卑鄙的人。
A person is unwise and lowly if among the brothers who are already blood kinship, and that's why they added them so that they become enemies.
所以罗马书说这个末世的时候，这叫做无亲情。
And that's why Paul in the Second Timothy said that these people are without passion.
我们应当做一个有亲情的。
We must have kinsman's passion.
你看没有，爱会产生亲。
You know, when you love, it produces passion.
亲不一定产生爱。
So when you have this intimacy, then it will not necessarily produce love.
每一个结婚的人都是从爱变成亲的。
You know, when you are getting married, it's from love, you become close.
你跟你的丈夫本来没有亲戚可言的。
Actually, you are not related to your husband.
后来你叫他叫做亲爱的。
But you ask a dear, you say?
因为他是为什么是亲爱的
？Why say he's the dear to you?
因为你是到底先亲后爱，或者先爱后亲
？You love first because you become a dear, or dear first become a love. Love.
你是先爱后来变成亲。
But you love 对不对 first, later on you become close relationship.
兄弟呢，因为是亲，不得不要爱。
But your brothers, because they are intimate with you, and that's why you got to love them.
所以爱而成亲，好过亲而不爱。
So it is better to love and become intimate rather than become the have relationship but later on without love.
什么叫做基督徒呢？
What are a Christian?
是因主的爱使我们同成为亲的。
It is because of love Christ Jesus we become related.
因为基督的舍命使我们停止仇恨，彼此相爱。
Because Christ Jesus dedicated himself and that's why we stop being enemies become lovable.
所以主说我怎么样爱你们，
and then Christ Jesus
也要彼此这样。相爱
and Christ Jesus said that the way that I love you, you must love one another.
那么呢，当我们把全世界的基督徒当作一家人的时候
，when you deem the whole Christian in the world as a family，
这个是属灵的亲，要有属灵的爱。
This is spiritual relationship and this spiritual love.
所以你一定要接纳。
So you must accept that.
但是很多华人基督徒不接纳马来人的基督徒。
You know, many of Chinese Christians will not accept the Malay Christians.
因为我信耶稣，因为我们叫华人的教会，他马来人怎么也可以来呢
？Because I'm a Christian, but in the Chinese of this church, how can he as a Malay come?
有的华人基督徒不接受洋人的基督徒。
And some of these Chinese Christians will not accept the Westerners.
照样许多洋人的教会不接受不是洋人的会友。
The same thing, many of Westerners cannot accept those are non-Western Christians.
这个很可怕的事情。
This is something horrible.
你知道印度的政治圣雄叫做甘地 ，Mahatma Gandhi.
You know, Mahatma Gandhi in this India.
这个人一生最佩服的人就是耶稣基督。
You know, this person for the whole life he only yield and bow to Jesus.
到死不要相信，不要接受耶稣基督。
But until he died, he did not accept Christ as Lord.
是一个最尊重耶稣的人。
He respects Jesus the most.
但他不是一个信耶稣受洗的人。
But he is not one who believes in Jesus and be baptized.
其实不是如此。
But it's not such actually.
甘地早就决定受洗信耶稣。
Gandhi has already made early decision to be baptized.
甘地甚至参加洗澡班。
And also he came to the learner class.
他那快要受洗以前。
But before he was baptized.
发生了一件事情。
One thing he said.
他买了火车票。
He bought a ticket, train ticket.
进到一个相当高级的人的贵族的车厢。
He went to a cabin of a nobility.
他是知识分子。
He is an intellectual.
他不是印度那个最穷的那种等级的人。
He does not belong to the lower caste.
所以他在南非洲读书的时候。
When he was studying in South Africa.
他有一次就进入矮人的车厢。
There was one day he entered in the cabin of the white.
因为你买的票多少，我也买多少的钱。
Well, you pay the ticket, I pay the ticket.
他就进去了。
So he entered.
一进去的时候。
But as he entered,
南非执行矮人政策。
And now that this, the South Africa, they have this,
就是阿巴泰，
阿巴泰。
那这个白人政策呢，就是白种人看不起黑种人。
Now with apartheid is why they despise the color。
所以他一坐在那边的时候
，So when he entered that，
白人就离开他了。
And the white left him。
检票的人来说
，And the conductor，
你的票在哪里
？Where's the ticket？
他拿给他看。
So he showed the ticket。
你是买的这个票
？Well, you bought this ticket. Yes。
这是白人坐的地方。
But this cabin belongs to white。
虽然有钱买票，请你下去。
Even you money to buy, but you cannot be in this cabin。
那些白人都是基督徒。
But those of us are all Christians.
所以就因为这件事
，and because of that,
甘地永远不受洗，也不在七大班，也不在信徒。
So Mahatma Gandhi doesn't want to be baptized.
但甘地有没有怀疑 有没有拒绝耶稣基督呢？
But did he also was a doubtful of Jesus and rejected him?
没有。
No.
他照样尊重耶稣。
He continued to honor him.
不加入教会。
But he doesn't want to enter the church.
永远不受洗。
He will not be baptized.
永远在地上不做基督徒。
And about a Christian, he doesn't want to be a Christian.
他是不是在天上会做基督徒？我不知道。
Is he in heaven a Christian? I don't know.
But 我知道一件事情。
One thing I know.
甘地做了印度的政治最高领袖的时候。
When Mahatma Gandhi became the highest leader of the political realm,
用基督教耶稣的精神去反抗基督教的英国。
He used as a spirit of Christ Jesus to oppose this British, British.
英国的大炮、战舰、陆军、空军、海军是当时全世界最强的军队。
You know, the cannon, the vessel was stronger than Britain in that time, at the time.
而甘地用的不是大炮，不是飞机。不是坦克车，不是战舰，是用爱心、忍耐、受苦、禁食来抵抗英国。
But Mahatma Gandhi did not have this all this weapon, but he used this patience and quietness to oppose the UK.
所以基督教的国家不用基督教的精神，用帝国主义的压迫手段对付印度人。
But as a Christian nation, they did not use the Christian spirit, but they oppressed the Indians.
印度教的甘地。读了耶稣的话，用基督教的精神来反抗基督教国家。
But this Mahatma Gandhi of the Hindu religion in India using the spirit of Christ opposed them.
甘地比毛泽东伟大一万倍。
You know, Gandhi is more greater than 毛泽东。
毛泽东是用枪杆子里面出政权。
毛泽东 using his weapon to produce a government.
甘地是丢掉枪杆，连饭都不吃，用禁食。争取独立。
But Mahatma Gandhi threw away all the weapons and also he went in hunger and then he fight for independence.
这世界有很多人以为武器就是建立在军火上面。
A lot of people feel that their power could be built upon weapons.
真正最大的武器是爱跟精神的力量。
But the true weapon is love and Christ spirit.
所以拿破仑被人抓去充军放逐在圣赫勒娜岛的时候
So when Napoleon was exiled to St. Helena's Island
他有一天讲一句万话
There was one day he pronounced a statement
Hannibal, Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan, Charlemagne 以及我 Napoleon
You see all these great people and I Napoleon
我们都是世界上最伟大的军事天才
We're the greatest military genius in the world
我们就用最大的武器征服了最多的土地掌管了最多的人的权利
and also using our this weapon and also we conquered the most piece of land and also the people
但是
but then
无论是查理曼
nobody Charles Mann
无论是哈尼堡
Hannibal
无论是 Julius Caesar
or whether Julius Caesar
无论是 Alexander the Great
Alexander the Great
无论是成吉思汗
or Genghis Khan
或者是我
or even I myself
有一天我们都要被人忘记
one day we shall be forgotten by people
唯有一个人
only one person
历史上这个人
in the history of this
person 前无古人后无来者
unprecedented
耶稣基督
and Jesus Christ
不用一刀一枪
not even using a weapon
甚至甘愿被钉在
And you're willing to be crucified on the cross?
他永永远远被人类纪念。
Forever people will remember him.
我们死了以后，我们的帝国就消灭了。
After we die, our empire declined.
我们死了以后，我们的军队就战败。
After we die, also the army also dissolute.
但是耶稣基督。
But then Christ Jesus.
他建的帝国不一样。
The empire he built is different.
历史历代。
And from down to here,
继续下去
it will continue to
永永远远
forever you survive
有不停不断千千万万的自愿的男自愿的女为他死而甘愿
and there will be thousands and thousands of people men and women who are willing to die for his sake
请把我这些话记载下来吧
please record all this I have said in the book
世界历史一定要明白这件事
in the history they'll understand this event
当我们到巴黎去的时候
when we went to Paris
当我们到巴黎去
so when we went to Paris
我们可以看见拿破仑的坟墓上面盖了一个大殿屋顶都是用金铺的。
We can see also actually a beautiful for this Napoleon. Actually, the room is covered with gold plated.
好像比所有马来西亚最漂亮的礼拜堂还漂亮一百倍。
Maybe hundredfold more beautiful than the most beautiful church in Malaysia.
我看那个像礼拜堂的坟墓。
So when I look at that tomb, that look at the church,
再看那帝王的坟墓棺材。
And like also the tomb of that emperor.
我有个思想。
I have a thought.
世界最漂亮的坟墓在这里。
The most beautiful tomb is here.
但是呢，只有在这里。
But only here.
纪念拿破仑就是这个。
You want to remember Napoleon? You remember only here?
只有一个。
Only one.
只在法国。
Here.
只有巴黎。
Only Paris.
没有了。
That's it.
那是纪念耶稣的地方。
The place to remember Jesus.
比这个大的。
Bigger than this.
超过几千个。
There's so many of it.
超过几万个城市。
More than thousands of cities.
你纪念耶稣的地方是在巴黎吗？
Do you remember Jesus just in Paris?
巴黎的圣母院 Notre Dame 比那个大。
And Notre Dame also in France bigger than that.
巴黎的 Saint Daniel's 比那个大。
Saint Daniel also bigger than that one.
巴黎的 Pantheon 比那个大。
Pantheon also bigger than that tomb.
巴黎有很多纪念耶稣基督为基督建的礼拜堂 La Sacre-Coeur 比那个大。
There are many of these cathedrals that are built to remember Jesus bigger than his tomb.
Saint Magdalene 比那个大。
Magdalene also.
我这里讲的不是假的，都是每一个我自己去过的地方。
All these are cathedrals I visited.
其中只有一个 Pantheon 现在已经改成法国人纪念他们诸圣人诸伟大民族英雄的地方，不再做礼拜堂。
Only Pantheon has been converted to a museum whereby the French remember their great people and ancestors.
Notre Dame 还在敬拜。
Notre Dame is still there to worship Christ Jesus.
其他我提的都还在敬拜。
And all the places I mentioned just now still continue to worship Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
何止巴黎？
This is a nuclear power.
何止巴黎？
Oh, not only Paris.
何止法国？
Not only France.
全世界各村各乡各镇有什么事？
In all the places, all the cities in the world.
就这样，好，就这样。各村各镇各国的人都在纪念耶稣。
In all the places, all nations, they remember Jesus.
所以呢，今天基督教。
So today Christians,
如果走帝国主义的路线，
if you go the imperialistic way,
就像英国对甘地。
It will be like the Britain that treated Gandhi.
为什么印度教的甘地变成以耶稣的精神对付基督教的国家呢？
Why is the Gandhi of Hinduism using Christ's spirit to oppose the nation of Christ?
因为甘地每天没有上班以前，
you know this Gandhi before he go to office every day.
他一定要先读马太福音第五、第六、第七章一次才开始工作。
He'll first read once chapter 5, 6, 7 of Matthew before he go to office.
马太五章、六章、七章讲什么呢？
You know Matthew 5, 6, 7, what did he say?
虚心的人有福了。
And those who are humble will be blessed.
哀痛的人有福了。
Those who are mourn will be blessed.
有福了。
And those who have compassion will be blessed. Blessed are those who have passion.
这一个清心的人有福了。
And those who are pure hearted.
为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
你们就有福了。
And those who are blessed because they are scolded on my name.
打你的右脸，连左脸给他打。
And those who hit on your left hand, left
cheek, let them be. 你走两里路。
And people force you to walk 1 mile, you go 2 miles.
这些观念所包含的就是一个重要的字。
All this concept are included in one word.
容纳别人。
And to accompany people.
爱别人。
Love people.
关怀别人。
And to have concern for
others. 忍受别人。
And be patient with others.
保罗说呢，我们作为信徒的人呢，
we as saints,
你要接纳人。
You must accept others.
接纳什么？
Accept what?
接纳那些软弱的人。
Accept those weak.
所以我要讲刚才第一句话的第二句。
And the second part of that statement.
我刚才讲一句话，你一定忘记了。
You've forgotten what I've said just now.
许多基督徒有一个毛病。
Many Christians has a weakness.
就还没有信主以前。
Before they become a Christian.
走自己的路。
They walk their own way.
我自由的生活。
I have a free life.
人家为他哭。
When people cry for them.
人家为他祷告。
People pray for them.
他无动于衷。
你记得吗？
Touched. 现在讲的吗？第二句话是什么？
The second statement.
当他一信主以后。
After you become a Christian.
他马上盼望第二天全世界都信主。
He hoped that the whole world become a Christian next day.
主啊，为什么他不信？
Lord, why say
我穿着半死他不信？
You converted.
你以为你这么厉害啊？
You thought you're good.
人家穿了几年你都不信，你一穿一天，人家全世界都要信。
You preach for a few years, you're not converted. Yet you preach one day, you want people to be converted.
你以为你比保罗厉害？
You thought you're greater than Paul.
你比唐崇荣厉害？
Greater than Stephen Tong.
唐崇荣每个礼拜来讲个四年，你都还不大相信。你以为你一信了，马上第二天全你妈妈、爸爸、哥哥、姐姐、舅舅第一天都信？
Stephen Tong, I come here to preach for 4 years, you never believe in this thing that you want to convert. You want to preach one day, your whole family will believe.
你这么厉害？
You're so great.
而且如果他一信的那一天，
and the day when he will become a Christian,
马上你用对基督徒严格的要求对待他，你为什么信主这样这样这样这样？你信主不可以这样，不可以那样。他说宁可我不信主。
So when you demand them as a Christian, they say rather I don't be a Christian.
所以你要接纳别人的软弱。
So accept people's weaknesses.
刚信主的人，
都是 new convert,
可能因为某一点触动他的心，他信。
Maybe because certain anger point of view, they become a Christian.
你不好好接纳他。
If you don't accept them well,
他可能因为另外一点你触动他，他就反对。
Maybe because another point they re-angrify them, they become the, not a Christian.
有一些人因为一个对他特别关怀的人，他信主。
That people because one single person was concerned with them, that's why become a Christian.
既然有这样的基督徒关怀我，我信主。
There's such a Christian that's concerned with me. I want to be a Christian.
但是你不要忘记他是个软弱的人。
Don't forget that he's a weak person.
虽然他信了。
Even though he is now a new convert,
另外一个人一次得罪他，到原来也有这样坏的基督徒，我他永远不再信。
But if another Christian were wrong against them, then they would turn not to be a Christian.
甘地后来没有信主。
Gandhi later on turned not to be a Christian.
是基督徒的过犯。
It is Christian's wrong.
因为基督徒呢，就用一个错误的非基督教的精神对付一个要接受主的非基督徒。
Because a Christian used a non-Christian spirit to deal with someone who wants to be a Christian.
这样讲起来，做基督徒很难。
So it's difficult to be a Christian then.
我们做基督徒很难。
It's difficult to be a Christian then.
因为每一个人的做法不一样。
Everybody has a different style.
每一个人的看法不一样。
Everybody has different views.
那我刚才提到，这是一个呢疑惑性的软弱。
And this is skeptical weakness.
我讲每一句话，我都要记得前后一致啊。
Or the weakness of skepticism.
不但这一堂里面这一句跟那一句一致，这一堂讲的跟第一次来讲的要一致。
You know, I have to be consistent in all what I say, whether it's from the past or now or in the future.
整套的东西，整一生的思想要一致，这样传道才不会自打嘴巴。
Even the whole system, in my whole system of thinking, I must be consistent for the whole life.
你还记得刚才我讲这句话？
You know, I said this just now.
保罗说，软弱的人。
Paul said those are weak.
你要接纳他。
Accept them.
却不要与他辩论说疑惑的事。
Do not pass judgment on disputable matters.
所以这里是表示疑惑性的软弱。
Which means is this a weakness of skepticism.
那么软弱到底有几种？我今天不讲了。
You know how many kinds of weaknesses we have? I'm not going to explain today.
再发展下去，永远讲不完。圣经的道理太丰盛。
Because I can continue to develop and develop without finishing.
那这个叫做疑惑性的软弱。
So it's a weakness of skepticism.
Skeptic weakness.
Skeptic weakness.
Skeptic weakness 是什么呢？
What is skeptic weakness?
它有一些疑惑的事还没有解决。
There's something which is doubtful but it's not solved yet.
但是他是弟兄啊。
But he's a brother.
表示他信的。
He's a believer.
既然信了，为什么还疑惑呢？
So he's a believer. How can he skeptic?
信了还疑惑。
Believing is skeptical.
例子很多。
There are many examples of that.
我举两个例子。
Two examples.
第一个例子。
The first.
多马信耶稣没有？
You know, Thomas has he believed in
Jesus? 信不信？
Thomas?
信。
Yes, he
believes. 耶稣复活对很多人显现，他不在，他信不信
？When Jesus appeared to many people after his resurrection, he did not see it. Did he believe?
他疑惑，对不对
？He was skeptical.
所以他已经信
，He was a believer.
而且已经信了，又被拣选做使徒，跟随主三年半。
He has been called to be a disciple of Christ for 3.5 years.
从神学院的经验来说，已经毕业了。
And from the theological perspective, he has graduated from seminary.
他的神学院院长叫做耶稣。
And his principal of the seminary is 耶稣。
他是这四修生第一代。
So he's the direct disciple.
First generation
disciple.
The original rector. 就 president. 耶稣做院长。
And the original rector of the seminary.
第一届的修生。
The first generation.
而且从开始到三年到耶稣死了再复活，他都没有离开过。
Even since the beginning, when he was 3.5 years with Jesus, Jesus died and resurrected, he did not leave Jesus.
他从来没有离开过耶稣。
He never left Jesus.
他是十二门徒里面远远比犹大更大的一个人。
Among 12 apostles, is greater than the Judah.
但是呢
，But then,
耶稣复活的时候
，When Jesus resurrected,
他有没有信呢
？Did he believe?
有。
Yes.
他有没有怀疑啊
？Did he? Was he skeptical?
有。
Yes.
他有没有怀疑
？Was he skeptical?
有怀疑的人是不是信徒
？Those who are skeptical are they the believers?
回答吗？你连要怀疑都，你要信要回答都怀疑的。
So you're even skeptical with the answer.
多马是不是信徒
？Thomas is a believer.
他有没有信
？Did he believe? Yes.
他这个时候是不是怀疑
？Was he
skeptical? 他怀疑的时候是不是信徒
？When you're skeptical, was he a believer?
当怀疑的时候还是信徒
？He was skeptical. Yes, was a believer.
你要因为他是信徒感谢主，或者因为他怀疑责备他
？You have to be thankful because he's skeptical or because he's a believer.
You give thanks to God because he's a believer.Or you scold him because he is the skeptic people. 啊，你要为他感谢主吗
？Would you want to give thanks because a believer?
所以这个就是我们怎么接待人的。
So this is how we accept people.
现在你注意听哦。
Now pay attention.
一个被上帝用的牧师。
Oh, pastor who is used by God.
跌倒了。
He has fallen.
基督徒啊
，Christian said, "Wow,
这个人跌倒。
This man has fallen."
我才知道。
Now only I know.
你才知道什么
？You know what?
我才知道原来他这么坏蛋。
That he is so bad.
起初以为他不好，我才知道他这么坏。
In the past, I thought he's so good. Now only I know he's so bad.
这第一种态度。
The first attitude.
这种态度是什么
？What kind of attitude?
早就不要接纳他。
You originally want to accept him. You don't accept him.
你没有机会，直到今天找到借口可以。
You have no opportunity, but now you find opportunity not to accept him.
第二种态度是什么
？The second attitude.
原来这样坏的人，上帝也会用他。
Such a bad person, God still can use him.
奇妙，上帝真奇妙。
God is so amazing.
哪一种好
？Which is better?
第二好。
The second time.
你是那种坏蛋是吗
？Because you belong to that kind of bad person.
你判断人家对你有第二个办法，对不对
？So you want people to treat in a second way.
所以呢，我的学生
，my student，
很有恩赐的
，very talented，
有一点跌倒了。
One day he fall.
我是说
，I said，
主啊
，Lord，
你所爱的人跌倒了。
The one you love have fallen now.
我不是说
，I'm not saying，
犹大回到他应该去的地方。
Judah go to where he belongs.
因为我不是上帝
，Because I'm not God，
我不知道他是不是犹大。
I don't know whether he's Judah or not。
耶稣基督知道犹大从起初就是是树木。
But Christ Jesus know that Judah from the beginning he doesn't believe。
我们不是。
We are not。
所以我们一定要接纳人。
So we must accept people。
虽然人有软弱
，People have weaknesses。
虽然人有怀疑
，People have skeptical。
所以当这个多马怀疑的时候
，When Thomas was skeptical，
主耶稣是不是来见的时候
？Did Jesus come？
你们中间有个怀疑的，今天抓他出来。
There's one who is skeptical. I want to catch him out.
他站三个钟头。
Ask him to stand for 3 hours.
我已经三年半在他中间，他还没有信心。
I've already been in your midst for 3.5 years, but he never believed truly.
像这个怎么样为我传道
？How can he preach on my behalf?
有自己这样怀疑，人家听他讲的会变成什么人
？So when he's skeptical, when people listen to him, what kind of people will turn out to?
是不是这样的？
Did he say that? No.
人有怀疑啊。
When people are skeptical,
你的责任不是肯定他的怀疑，把他赶走。
Your responsibility is not to confirm their skepticism and chase them out.
你要把耶稣把证据给他看，解除他的怀疑。
You must learn from Jesus, show them the real evidences, so that you want to resolve without skepticism.
接纳他
，accept them，
改变他
，change them，
坚固他
，strengthen them，
使他有信心
，so that he has faith.
那个我们的主多么伟大
！You know our Lord is so great.
他再显现一次
，He manifests again.
所以呢，他再一次显现
，One more time appear to them.
是特别为多马显现
，especially for Thomas.
因为他知道今天多马来了，上个礼拜没有来，因为下大雨。
Because you know that Thomas has come last week, he didn't come because there was a great lake.
那一次没有来，耶稣来。
And that week he didn't come, but Jesus came.
这一次呢，你来，我故意不来。
So this time you come, I don't come now.
你才会知道，你要我的，我不要来，看你要怎么样。
So then you know that you want me to come, I don't come purposely.
你记得我来，你一定要来。
So later you know that when I come, you come.
耶稣不是报复主义者。
Jesus not to take revenge.
也不是来定罪者。
Not trying to condemn.
他是来赦罪。
He come to forgive.
他是来拯救。
Come to save.
他是来坚固。
Come to strengthen.
他是寻找拯救世上。
To seek for those are lost.
所以多马再来的时候。
So Thomas when he returned.
故意耶稣抽空再来一次。
Jesus took time to come.
特别为多马再一次。
Especially for Thomas.
他跑到多马面前。
And come to beside Thomas.
你要不要看
？You wanna see?
这边一个洞。
Yeah, there's a hole here.
这边两个洞。
Two hole here.
手拿出来。
And take your hand.
请你挖一挖。
And prick it.
请你探一探。
Prick it.
多马要不要挖
？Thomas, does he want to prick it?
要不要探
？Want to try?
看见就吓死了。
He saw he was so frightened.
他一定听过上个礼拜我讲什么，所以这个礼拜跑来找我。
He had heard what I said last week. That's why he come this week.
糟糕了，糟了，被他听见了。
Oh, he heard what I murmured.
我才知道我的主是主。
Not only I know my Lord is Lord.
我才知道他这么厉害。
He is so strong.
但我已经讲了怎么办呢
？I have said.
他就跪下，我的主，我的上帝。
He so knelt down and said, "My Lord and my God."
到底什么时候耶稣是他的主，是他的上帝
？When did Jesus become his Lord and God?
早就是他的主了。
Much earlier than that.
他早就是主啊主啊，对不对
？Because earlier time he is called Lord Lord.
所以很多人一面讲主啊，一面讲是不是啊
？Many people say Lord, oh is he Lord?
主啊，你怎么会叫我主呢
？How can you become my Lord?
主啊，我怎么叫你主呢？
啊，还可以 Lord。
主，我不大相信你哦。
Lord, I don't believe in you.
他什么时候叫耶稣主啊
？When did he call Jesus Lord?
耶稣说今天晚上。
This is tonight.
你们有一个人卖我。
There's a person want to betray me.
然后他们说：“主啊
，Lord，
是我吗
？Is it me？
主啊
，Lord，
是我吗
？Is it me？
是一个这样叫。
Eleven would say that.
所以犹大说：“拉比，是我吗
？”And this is Judas said, "Rabbi, is it me?"
因为有耶稣从来在拉犹大心中不是主。
Because Jesus has never been Lord in the heart of Judah.
狗嘴不能出象牙。
He cannot call Lord with his lips.
他没有到了主啊，讲不出来。
So he cannot say Lord at 嘴。
拉比啊。
He said Rabbi.
因为他里面没有主的观念。
Because in heart there's no concept of the Lord.
但是犹大 这个多马早就知道耶稣是。
But Thomas already know that Jesus Christ was Lord.
哦，他已经的主啊。
So we say Lord.
啊，所以你说真的吗
？Is it true?
你是主吗
？Are you Lord?
你怎么样做主的呢？
啊、oh, ，You become a Lord.
我是跟人家走，怎么知道你是主呢
？I walk with people. How can I know you are Lord?
已经称耶稣为主。
He already call him Lord.
现在呢
？But now,
在看的时候
，When he see,
他在说主啊。
He said Lord.
我的上帝啊。
My God，
所以他把那个主的观念跟上帝是对的主，意思连起来。
So Lord and that concept of God now is put together now。
信仰是有阶层的。
So to believe there's a gradation。
我们的程序中间是在进步。
In the process we grow。
而我们自己进步的时候，不要轻看还没有进步的。
When we progress, don't despise those who are not progressing。
更不要拦阻人有进一步的可能。
All the more do not obstruct people the possibility of growing.
主耶稣没有责备多马。
Jesus did not rebuke Thomas.
主耶稣说：“你现在看我就信了。”
Jesus said, "Now you see and you believe."
有福气。
You're blessed.
但是
，But then
没有看见就信的比你更有福气。你是有福气的。
Those who that believe without seeing are even more blessed.
耶稣没有说他们有福气，你有灾祸了。
Jesus didn't say that they are blessed, they are woe upon you.
耶稣说你有福气，但他们更有福气。
Jesus said you are blessed, but they are more blessed.
我们的主是伟大的心理学家、教育学家。
Our Lord is a great psychologist and also a great educator.
Great instructor.
Great instructor.
Great constructor.
也是建造者。
So always constructive.
永远是这个正面的，
永远是建造，兴起，永远是积极的，永远是乐观的，永远是帮助人上进。
He always
这个叫做主啊。
He's always constructive, always building up, always positive, and this Lord.
第二个例子。
The second example.
施洗约翰。
John the Baptist.
施洗约翰有没有信心呢
？Did he have faith?
有没有
？Did he have faith?
有。
Yes.
有没有啊
？Did he have faith? Yes.
你们有没有嘴巴？
You have mouth.
我再问，施洗约翰有没有信心呢
？John the Baptist did have faith.
有
，Yes.
我修身有没有怀疑啊
？Was he skeptical?
难道他是主吗
？Is he Lord?
所以我告诉你，连施洗约翰、连多马都会怀疑主。为什么你强求弟兄姊妹他们有怀疑的时候，你这样苛刻的看不起他
？So even John the Baptist and Thomas can be skeptical. How can you demand too much on a new convert?
我感谢上帝。
I want to praise God.
从1961年开始。
Since 1961,
我祷告。
I pray to God.
主啊，我照我四年前同你立的约。
Lord, according to what I make the covenant with you the 4 years ago.
你解答我的问题。
You solve my problem.
我要到全世界去解答别人的问题。
I wanted to go to the whole world to answer the question and problem of people.
1961年开始。
Since 1961.
21岁。
When I was 21.
宣布。
I announced.
有疑惑的，有问题的写下来，我给你们回答。
Those who question and problems, write down, I will answer you.
人家说你敢了。
You dare?
你21岁敢回答问题、
啊、You're 21 years old, you dare to answer questions?
有的是81岁
Some are 81 years old
有的71岁
Some are 71
他们的经验那么多学问那么大读书那么多他们一生看的东西那么多他问什么问题你敢答
They are more experienced, they are more educated than you do They ask questions, you dare to answer?
我就对自己怀疑了
So I was skeptical to myself
我怎么敢讲那一句
How dare I say that?
是哦
Oh yes
人家81耶
People have 81
我21耶
I'm 21
我怎么敢回答的问题
How can I answer that question?
我说主啊
I say Lord
怜悯我
Have mercy on me
你知道我的动机是好的
You know I have good motive
我要同情怀疑的
I want to be compassion with those who are weak
接纳怀疑的
To accept those who are skeptical
我要帮助有怀疑的
To help those people who have problems
我从前是有怀疑的
In the past, I was skeptical too.
感谢上帝。
But praise God.
从21岁开始。
Since the year 21.
宣布这个事情。
When I announced it.
人家就发问题。
People ask questions.
我就答。
I answer.
有时候还没有答自己发抖。
Some before I answer, I tremble.
这个人大概81岁。
Maybe he's 81.
我不懂怎么答。
I don't know how to answer.
后来就记得耶稣讲。
Later on, I remember Jesus saying.
你被抓去的时候。
When you have been caught.
你不必怕讲什么。
You don't be afraid what you say.
圣灵会帮助你。
Because the Holy Spirit will help you.
主的灵来帮助我。
Help me.
那我就尽量把我所懂的圣经
So with what I know best the Bible
应用出来回答他
I use them to answer the question
我有个原则
I have a principle
我用圣经原则回答你你不满意你可以问别人
I use a biblical principle to answer you If you are not satisfied you can ask others
你问我我的答案就是这样
So when I ask you this is my answer
而我是用圣经回答你不是用我自己
I use a biblical principle to answer you not my own thinking
所以如果认为我圣经不够我回答不满意 求上帝兴起比我更聪明的来回答。
So if you think I'm not good enough with my Bible, then ask God to raise people who are better than I do in the Bible.
就这样过了42年了。
So for 42 years it passed.
从1961到2003。
Since 1961 to 2003.
我每年大概解答7000个问题。
Every year I answer at least 7,000.
为什么呢
？Why？
我们要使人怀疑解除。
Want to people's skepticism to be resolved.
所以保罗说要接纳软弱的。
And that's why Paul said accept those of weak in faith.
不要为他们怀疑辩论。
Do not also pass judgment on them.
哪一种软弱的人呢
？What kind of weakness do they have?
怀疑性的软弱。
Those who are skeptic in faith.
怀疑有两种。
There are two kinds of skepticism.
一种是不要信就乱怀疑。
Those who are, do not want to believe and they are skeptical.
一种是要信遇到困难不得不怀疑。
But those who are, the other kind is that they want to believe but they meet problem. That's why they got to be skeptical.
这种分法两种怀疑不是我发明的。
This kind of distinction is not what I invented.
是法国的哲学家 René Descartes 所讲的。
It's a Descartes that said it.
René Descartes 是近代哲学之父。
René Descartes is the father of contemporary philosophy.
他的怀疑有两种。
He said two kinds of skepticism.
In sin 产生的怀疑
Because you believe it produces skepticism.
或者因为不要信产生的怀疑
Or because of disbelief it produces skepticism.
既然是我们教会弟兄姊妹已经是基督徒
Since he's a Christian among us in a church.
怀疑你不可轻看因为他 in sin 但是困难遇到怀疑
So when he's skeptical do not look down on them because he believes and that's why skeptical.
甚至那个反对基督教人提出来的怀疑
Even the skeptical question brought out by those who oppose Christianity.
我也不假设他是以攻击性、以消极性、以仇恨性要打倒我们，所以我们就恨去回答他们。
I will not presuppose that because they want to oppose their enemy to us, and that's why we don't answer them.
Or we hate them.
或是我们恨他们。
不能恨他们。
You cannot hate them.
我们要用包容的办法。
We must have accommodating way.
用接纳的办法。
To accept them.
把他们带到可以信的。
To bring them the possibility of believing.
因为许多人没有我们曾经有过的经验。
Because there are people who do not have some experiences that we have.
许多人没有我们有过的环境。
Do not have some circumstances that we experience.
基督徒的父母是基督徒。
You know, Christian, we're parents of Christians.
我们的学生老师是基督徒。
Our student, our teachers.
我们有许多人朋友是基督徒。
We're many friends of Christians.
所以我们受影响的时候，他们的信仰继续不断熏陶我们，继续不断无形中影响我们。
So when we're being affected and become skeptical, their faith influences.
所以我们还没信主已经开始蒙恩。
So even before we become Christian, we are so blessed.
但我们许多时候对一些完全没有这种背景跟环境的人传道的时候
，But when you preach to those people without this kind of circumstances,
他们从来没有这些恩典
，They never have this kind of grace.
发出一大堆很好笑的攻击性的疑问，你不要生气。
So they ask a lot of attacking questions, but do not get angry.
我学了一个功课
，I learned a lesson.
我这一生解答问题从来不用恨，不用生气，不用激动，不用看不起发问的人。的态度来回答。
I will not use an attitude of anger or despising or want to attack people to answer questions.
但有时我会用一种心理学故意捉弄他来回答他。
Sometimes I use a psychological way to trick them.
为什么你发这么笨的问题
？Why you ask a stupid question?
他就怎么会这么笨啊
？How come I'm so stupid? Is it?
我在告诉他你笨在什么地方。
And I'll tell him where is the foolishness.
那是刺激性的。
That's to stimulate them.
但那个里面的爱是很深的。
But there's a deep love in me.
我现在不谈我问题解答的方法论的问题。
So I'm not talking about methodology or my Q&A.
因为这门功课我在华盛顿教过。
I was teaching in Washington this class.
叫做实践副教授。
It's a practical apologetics.
Practical apologetics.
Practical apologetics.
How to wisely answer others' questions.
人家用智慧方式来回答别人的问题。
The shaking of the foundation.
来先整动他的这个基础。
The skeptic of the skepticism.
然后你要怀疑他的怀疑，
把怎么样挖出他发问的错误的动机跟错误的软弱的根基是。
So you have to destroy even the root of skepticism.
这是很深的功课。
This is a very deep, profound knowledge.
我只把这一件的重要意义讲出来。
But only tell the meaning of this verse.
有的人有怀疑
，people who are skeptical.
你要包容他。
You must accommodate them.
你要了解他。
You must understand them.
你要明白他。
You must understand them.
你先假设他是要寻找真理。所以以怀疑来问信仰的问题。
You must first presuppose they are seeking for the truth, and with a skeptical attitude, they ask questions.
你不要先假设他要打倒你，故意问你，给你没有面子。Okay.
Do not presuppose that they want to attack you and pull you down.
所以修辞地发问，老师就恼羞成怒，
学生就永远看不起他了。
So when a student would ask a question, if the teacher would get angry, then your student would despise you.
学生一发问，老师用启发的方式使学生觉得我问是不大对的，他就预备听真正对的答案。
But when a student would ask question, you stimulate them knowing where they are wrong, then they will be attentive to listen to your answer.
1935年
，1935，
纽约 Riverside Church 很大的礼拜堂，有个牧师叫做 Fosdick。
You know Riverside Church in New York, a big church that's a pastor by this name.
这个牧师信仰不是太有，他是新派。
This Fosdick actually is the new new Orthodox.
不是，他是新派的
liberal.
但是他是也很有智慧的牧师。
But he's a very wise man.
就是在信仰上有偏差。
But there is a deviation in his faith.
有一天他在办公室的时候
，One day in the office，
一个年轻人冲进来了。
A young man came.
上帝为什么这样的上帝？我犯罪，我不要这样的上帝，我讨厌死了，我打倒这样的上帝。
How can we this kind of God? I oppose that. I hate this kind of God.
王牧师，如果你在牧师楼有人这样进来，你怎么办
？So Pastor, if you're in the office, if there are people coming, how will you deal with that?
如果是我年轻的时候
，When I was young, actually，
如果我不是受圣灵感动
，If I'm not touched by Holy Spirit，
我会说你有没有受过教育？
Are you educated?
你知道这个什么地方？
You know which place is this?
你到底用这个态度什么意思？
Well, how come you use the attitude?
请你坐下。
Be seated.
或者你回去。
Or you go back.
不要在这边到此。
Don't come here.
是不是呢？
You know?
Well, firstly, 怎么回答？
The first thing I didn't say.
你说哪一位上帝？
Which God?
讲一大堆，马上你骂一大堆。
This kind of God.
啊，他这个 boss 站起来。
Boss is loud.
不说。
Shaken with him.
那种上帝我也反对。
I also oppose that kind of God.
我们一样的。
We are the same.
坐下来谈。
谁打会到？
那个人就乱了。
And then we must confuse.
那种上帝，那么上帝有几种的
？How many kind of God is it?
那当然我们讨论哪种上帝。
That is discuss
the
God.
哦，你讲的那个我也反对，我气他，他气得要命。
I also oppose that kind of God.
那种上帝不是圣经的上帝。
That kind of God is a bit, not a bigger God.
那个人乱了就坐下来。
So that man was confused. He sat down.
坐下来开始想，那么到底有几种上帝
？So I'm thinking how many kind of God.
我这种错了，你那一种是什么上帝
？So my kind is wrong. What kind of God you have?
谈了几个钟头以后
，After this couple of few hours,
那个人就同意这个人信的上帝。
So that man agreed with the positive God.
你有智慧不智慧
？She's so wise.
你明白啊
？Understand?
这一段圣经很重要啊。
So this passage is very important.
你说唐牧师，我每次看不到什么，你怎么看了一大堆
？He said, Pastor, I read every time I cannot understand. How can you understand that much?
你的眼睛不够厚嘛
？Because spectacles are not thick enough.
你要用圣灵给你的眼睛。
You must have a Holy Spirit spectacle.
他很可惜的，今天很多灵恩派专讲圣灵，什么圣经都看不清楚。
So other charismatic talk about Holy Spirit, but they will never understand the Bible well.
我在训练你们。
So I'm training you.
神要从全本圣经建立一个架构，才从架构建立一个总原则，再从原则看清每一个圣经界的要点。
How from the whole Bible you build a structure, and then come to principium, and with principium you want to look at every passage.
这几年你们来啊。
So this few years when you come,
有几个可以做我思想的学生，我不知道。
Yeah, I don't know how many can be my still on my thinking.
但我相信里面一定有一些人。
But I believe some of you
会摄取到这种智慧
，will absorb this kind of wisdom
这种了解
，this kind of understanding.
所以这件事情你说很大吗
？You say is it big in this statement?
这件事很重要吗
？Is it very important?
我都没有看到什么
，I don't see anything.
信心软弱的人你要接纳他
，except those of wicked faith.
不要辩论。
And do they have the passing judgment?
不辩论，不讨论。
So don't pass judgment, don't argue.
如果讲了，不讨论，不讨论。
Whatever you say, we don't argue.
你软弱，我怜悯你。
So you, I compassion you because weak.
主啊，赦免他，因为他说软弱，他不知道。
God forgive him because he's weak, he doesn't know.
不是的。
No, no, no.
你可以接纳他。
You can accept him.
甚至听他讲。
Listen to him.
讲完了以后，他没有东西讲了。
After that, something to talk.
你一讲的时候，他才知道原来你所知道他不知，他只知道你早知。
So you talk something that he doesn't understand. What he understand that you know already.
他以为他知道很宝贵，根本是粪土没有用的东西。
He thought the thing that he knows is very precious, actually all dung.
等到他真正知道你所知道，他就知道他本来不知不应该知道那些他所知道的。
So when he truly know, then understand the thing that he know actually is something that he need to know.
他就很盼望知道你所知道的，很懊悔他知道过那些不知道的。
So how did he hope that he want to know what he didn't know and regret that what know that he knew? He knew.
就不必辩论了。
So you don't have to debate with him.
辩论从来不能令人信。
So to debate will never bring a person to Christ.
辩论只能使人证明你口才更好。
Only will cause people to believe that you're more eloquent.
因为辩 论证的那个人气得半死，他一定更不信主。
So when they debate and that person gets so angry, he will not be converted.
基督是这么坏，把我弄到输了一团糟。
So Christians are so bad, I'm defeated now.
连我面子都没有，还要信主做
什么？ I don't even have a face, how can I believe in Christ?
你这样凶，这样坏，这样残忍，把我弄到在众人面前辩论到体无完肤。
So you are so fearful, and also I'm so without face now.
辩论很难使人信主。
To debate difficult convert people.
辩论很少使人信。
And very seldom it bring people to Christ.
所以保罗说不要辩论所疑惑的事。
So Paul said do not pass judgment on those people in disputable
matters. 那他疑惑的事你要怎么样
？The thing that is skeptical what are you going to
do? 你明白他。
You understand him?
你了解他。
You understand him?
哦，我知道。
I know.
我从前也曾经这样疑惑。
In the past, I was skeptical in this manner too.
反思一个年轻人
，a young person，
看见老人经历、走过、明白、深入体会他现在正在感受的痛苦，他就开始遵从。
And when they see an old man who experienced that, who know what he's experiencing now, then they don't they respect the old man.
有一个人在桥上要跳下去自杀。
There was a person on the bridge who wanted to jump and commit suicide.
所以行动怪异。
So it's very strange his action.
一个快要自杀的人会看东看西。
A one who is going to commit suicide but look here and there.
看桥在看人。
And look the bridge and look at people.
看了好几次不敢动作。
But then not take any action.
因为一动就不能动了。
Because when he take action, he cannot move anymore.
这个动最后一次动了。
There's a last action.
所以跳了就死了。
When he jump, you die.
所以他要犹豫不决一下。
So when he was hesitating.
有一个老人家走过来。
An old man came.
你很苦的。
You suffer, I know.
他吓了一跳，怎么知道啊？
How come he knows?
你很苦的。
You suffer.
他说我你什么苦
？Tell me what kind of suffering you have.
我很了解。
I can understand.
哇，这个人心就融化一半了。
So this person was half melted with the heart.
后来这个老人家就对他说。
Later on, this old man said,
你是不是失恋
？Are you jilted?
他更佩服，怎么知道
？How do you know?
你的女朋友不要你是吗
？Your girlfriend doesn't want you anymore.
你是不是很想自杀
？You want to commit suicide?
他还没有讲什么话，眼泪就一直流一直流。
Before he even say anything, the tears roll down his cheek.
你老实告诉爸爸。
Tell me truly.
你第几次恋爱
？How many times you are in love now?
你第几次失恋
？How many times you are jilted?
第一次。
First time.
他现在像小孩子一样。
So like a child now.
他自杀的勇气也没有。
He doesn't have courage to commit suicide now.
自杀的勇气是不勇气之人装作的勇气。
So courage of those people who want to commit suicide is those people who are not courageous but pretend to be courageous.
伟大的爱来包容他整个生命。
So when you use a great love to accommodate them,
他变成懦弱的小孩。
So he become only a coward, a little child.
是失恋。
The first time I'm jilted.
就这个他不对他说什么。
And that woman says.
我年轻的时候
，When I was young，
因为长得不好看
，Because I'm not too handsome，
穷
，I was poor，
我失恋八次
，I've been jilted eight times。
这个人马上发现自己太小了，八分之一
，I only one eighth of what he is，
只有八分之一算什么
？One eighth of what he is。
那后来呢？他变成爱听故事了。
So he wants to listen to what he says.
我们到那边喝咖啡，好不好
？That's the coffee house now.
牵着他的手。
So took off the hand.
抱着他。
And
hug him. 把他带去。
Took him to the coffee shop.
这个人年轻人个子比他大。
So this young man is taller than he does.
年龄比他小。
But younger than he does.
恋爱失恋的次数比他少八倍。
But less eight times as compared to what he has been doing.
看着自己小的不得了。
So I'm so little, he says.
好像跟个老人家把他抱起，像婴孩一样的。
So like an old man carrying a baby.
叫最好的 coffee.
And get the best coffee.
最好的饼干。
And the best biscuit.
他想我在生命要死以前还有人这样关怀我。
Even before I die, people concern of me.
跟他谈。
Talk to him.
把他挽回过来。
So redeem him back.
前四个月。
And 4 months ago.
我看到一本书。
I read a book.
我差不多流泪。
Almost I shed my tears.
那是专门调查少年女孩子自杀的原因。
It actually is a survey on the reason of this young girl to commit suicide.
有一个女孩子真的自杀。
A young girl truly committed suicide.
自杀以后
，after committing suicide，
大家哭，因为她很好的女孩。
People cry because she's a good girl.
后来发现她的日记那一天写一句话。
And later on discovered the diary there's a statement she wrote.
今天我从家里走到桥头跳河的时候。
Today is the time I go to the bridge. I want to jump and commit suicide.
如果路上有一个人对我笑一笑。
我就不了。
If there's a person on the road who smiled at me, I will not commit suicide.
只有写这一句。
Only that statement.
以后他就去了。
And she went.
说他放在桌子上最后一句话的日记就是写这一句。
So the last statement in her diary you put on the table.
因为他跳下去。
And she jumped.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他一直等在路上，有可能向他笑一下。
Because she was waiting for someone to smile at her.
整条路没有人。
And the whole way the
song. 到河那边也没有人。
No one.
所以他知道世界没有人接纳他。
So she knows that no one except her.
他就跳下去。
She jumped.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，My dear brothers and sisters,
你要知道
What's known?
你可能被上帝用
Maybe you can be used by God
成为挽回人的人
To save someone
成为拯救人的人
To save someone
成为帮助人的人
To help someone
只要你接纳人
Only you would accept people
特别信徒
Especially Christians
有怀疑
When you are skeptical
有困难
Problems
有软弱的时候
You're weak
你要接纳他
You want to accept them
弟兄在软弱的时候
When your brothers in weakness
信心软的时候
When they're weak in faith
你们都接纳他
Accept them
但不要辩论所怀疑的事
Do not pass just on disputable matters
不是不要讨论
Not say that you don't discuss
不是不要讲解
Not that you don't explain to them
是用接纳的心
But with an accepting heart
去建立他们的信仰
To establish their faith
解决他们的怀疑
Solve their problems
Amen
Amen
愿上帝帮助我们
May God bless us
今天立志
We want to make a decision.
我们一生一世
for a whole life,
只做一个接纳人
be someone to accept people,
建造人
establish people,
不是摧毁人的
not to destroy people.
Always be constructive.
永远是要建立性
Always be welcoming people,
来欢迎别人
accepting people,
接受别人的
instructing people,
来教导别人的
love people,
要爱人的
Amen. 我们站起来
Let's rise.